Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Muslims, our greatest aspiration is to draw near to God. We even have a famous saying, a famous phrase in Islamic culture, Qurbatan ilallah. Anytime we do an act of mercy, when we do a good deed, we remind ourselves through this phrase that we didn't do this act of kindness, this good deed, for our selfish reasons, not for showing off. We did it for the sole purpose of drawing closer to God. And when we draw closer to God, we will have a great deal of compassion, empathy, and love. Those of you who are familiar with the Islamic mystical tradition know that love is arguably the highest virtue. It is actually viewed as a sure sign of closeness to God. Love is a sure symbol, a sure sign of our having gotten closer, nearer to God, according to Muslim mystics. Rumi is a teacher of love. He calls himself a follower of the religion of love. Din man az ishq zinde budan ast, zindagi zin jaan o tan nang man ast. My religion is to be kept alive by love. Life derived from this animal soul and head is a disgrace to me. And then he goes on to say, ملت عشق از همه دینها جداست، عاشقان را ملت و مذهب خداست. The religion of love is apart from all religions. For lovers, the only religion and creed is God. عاشقان را ملت و مذهب خداست. For lovers, the only religion and creed is God. Now, mercy, compassion, and love are all properties of heart or qalb. For this very reason, Muslim mystics considered heart a sacred place. Let me repeat one more time because it is so critical for what I have to say for the rest of my sermon. Muslim mystics consider heart a sacred place. It is the meeting ground with God. That's where we meet with God. That's where a seeker's journey ends. God is pure, and he will only appear in a pure heart. Muslim mystics did not borrow the concept of pure heart or dil pak from other religious or spiritual traditions. No. This concept, the concept of pure heart, comes directly from the Holy Quran. The Quranic concept in Arabic is qalb salim. And that's where Rumi and other mystics get their inspiration and insight from. In my sermon today, inshallah, I will discuss the Quranic concept of pure heart. Again, for those of you who love Islamic mysticism, Irfan Islami, and time and again you come across the notion of compassion, mercy, and love, this talk is really for you. Because you want to know where Muslim mystics such as Rumi, Attar, Sana'i, Shams Tabrizi, where did they get their inspiration and insight from? So let's begin. The term qalb salim or pure heart, sound heart, is used twice in the Quran. Interestingly, both times qalb salim appears in reference to the prophet Abraham, the father of monotheism, پدر آیین توحید. The first instance is in chapter 26, verses 87 and 88. Here, Abraham prays to the Lord. وَلَا تُخْزَنِي يَوْمَا يُبْعَثُونَ. O Lord, do not disgrace me on the day when all people are resurrected. يَوْمَا لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day when neither wealth nor children can help. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. When the only one who will be saved on that day is the one who comes before God with a sound heart, with a pure heart. In other words, financial wealth, political power, social status, loyal family, none of these will help on the day of judgment. On that momentous day, only a pure heart, a sound heart, will save us. We will be judged by the state of our hearts. Now perhaps we can better appreciate what Rumi teaches in the famous tale of Moses and the shepherd, one of my most favorite stories in all of Masnavi. In one segment of that story, God admonishes his messenger, Moses. Musa, ما زبان را ننگریم و قال را, ما درون را بنگریم و حال را. ناظر قلبیم اگر خاشع بود, گرچه گفت لفظ ناخاشع رود. Moses, I look not at the tongue and the speech. I look at the inward spirit and the state of feeling. I gaze into the heart to see whether it be lowly, though words uttered be not lowly. So that's the first instance where Qalb Salim appears in the Quran. The second instance is in chapter 37, verses 83 and 84. In this instance, Abraham is said to have attained a sound heart. As if Abraham's prayer to God in the previous verse was answered. وَإِنَّا مِنْ شِيَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Abraham was of the same faith as Noah. He came to his Lord with a pure heart. He came to his Lord with a sound heart. Very critical. Abraham came to see and meet God only and only when his heart was sound and pure, when it was purified. We find the exact same idea in the Holy Bible. The Bible also teaches that seeing God is conditional on a pure heart. In the Gospel of Matthew, it is said that Thomas, who was a disciple of Christ, spent 3 years with Jesus. Then one day Thomas asked Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us. Jesus tells Thomas, do you want your desire to see God fulfilled? Let me give you the path. Let me give you the prescription on how you can see God. And here is the moral of the story in the Gospel of Matthew. Quote, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus tells Thomas, if you want to see God, here is the path. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus didn't say the wealthy, the powerful, the religious, or the intellectual will see God. No. The privilege of seeing God is exclusively reserved for the pure in heart, for those who have acquired a qalb salim, those who have attained purity in their hearts. Qalb salim is a composite term. It is composed of the word qalb and salim. Let's examine these two words individually as they are used in the Quran. Qalb is typically rendered heart in English. In Arabic, qalb comes from the root qalaba, which means to turn, to change direction or condition. All these meanings imply transformation. Very important. Qalb or heart is the engine of transformation. In Quranic usage, qalb, heart, is the engine of moral and spiritual transformation. Qalb is actually a metaphor for our transformative power, our capability to reform our values, aspirations, and character. More specifically, our feelings, judgments, and decisions all come from the heart, or qalb. So think of heart as a control center, as a command center, which directs our feelings and judgments. It is ultimately the heart that guides our decision making. So heart is the core of who you are as a person. You are as good as your heart. The Quran attributes a great number of important functions to qalb or heart. Functions that are critical for faith and spirituality. Let me give you a few of these functions through the verses of the Quran. Again, qalb or heart performs a great number of critical functions for faith and spirituality. The first example, the first function of heart in the Quran. The Quran informs that the heart is capable of understanding and comprehension. We typically associate heart with feelings, with emotions. But the Quran says the heart is also capable of understanding and comprehension. It is really an extension to our intellect. In this verse, the Quran speaks of those who will land in hell. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they understand not. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes with which they see not. وَلَهُمْ آذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears with which they hear not. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَزَلُّ. They are like cattle, no, even further astray. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. It is they who are heedless. The Quran describes the predicament of قَافِلُونَ. The oblivious. What would make a person a disbeliever? What would make a person oblivious to the truth? What would make a person forgetful and unmindful of God? The answer, according to this verse, having a heart that has lost its ability to comprehend. Inshallah, later I will tell you what makes the heart lose its ability to comprehend. The second important function of heart in the Quran, faith. Faith also resides in heart. The Quran informs us that the Bedouin, the nomadic Arabs, came to the Prophet Muhammad and claimed they had faith. Chapter 49, verse 14. قالت الأعراب آمنا. The Bedouin say, we have faith. قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. O Prophet, tell them, say to them, you do not have faith yet, but rather say, we have submitted. ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. For faith has not yet entered into your hearts. This verse seems to make a distinction between formal submission, taslim, and faith or iman. Very important distinction. This verse appears to indicate that there is a distinction between formal submission or taslim and faith or iman. In other words, one may pledge to certain creed or formal religious doctrines. He may even observe religious practices, yet have no faith. It is quite possible for somebody to be super observant of religious practices and religious dogma at the same time. That person may have no true faith. The third example, the third function of heart in the Quran. Compassion and mercy emanate from the heart. Here, the Quran speaks of those who sincerely followed in footsteps of Jesus Christ. What was their hallmark? What was the hallmark of those who followed Jesus sincerely? وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبِعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً. We put compassion and mercy in the hearts of his followers, meaning Jesus Christ. We put compassion and mercy in the hearts of the followers of Jesus. The fourth important function of heart in the Quran. This is amazing. This one is absolutely amazing. God communicated with the Prophet Muhammad in his heart. Chapter 2, verse 97. فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It is the archangel Gabriel who, by God's leave, brought down the Quran into your heart. This verse is addressed to the Prophet Muhammad. The archangel Gabriel, by God's leave, permission, brought down the Holy Quran into your heart. Brothers and sisters, the Quran is the greatest asset of Islam, barring none. Let me repeat one more time. The greatest asset of Islam is the Holy Quran. Quran muhimtarin sarmaye Islam hast. Quran Karim muhimtarin sarmaye musalmani ist. The verses of this book appeared in the Prophet Muhammad's heart. Even at our level, even at the level of you and I, divine inspiration will take form in our hearts. So pay attention to the state of your heart. Let me give you one more example of the function of heart in the Holy Quran. We all crave for inner peace. We all aspire to have serenity and inner security. We all want that. Even non-believers, they aspire to have peace, serenity. The Quran teaches that inner peace and security, serenity will be attained in heart. That's where you can attain peace, serenity, and inner security. How? How can you attain peace of heart? The Quran says, through faith and living with God. That's how you can attain inner peace and inner security. Take a listen to verse 28 in chapter 13. Very famous verse in the Quran. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who have faith, their hearts find peace in the remembrance of God. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Truly, it is in the remembrance of God that hearts find peace. Let me ask you this question. How do you think we can remember God? What does remembrance of God actually mean? It is not just uttering God's names. It is not just uttering sacred phrases from the Holy Quran. The deeper meaning of zikrullah, or remembrance of God, is living with God. Zikrullah, remembrance of God, means living with God. How? How can we live with God? When we remember God in the choices we make every day. When we remember God in the actions we take every day. That is the true meaning of zikrullah, or remembrance of God. And if you remember God that way, then you will be assured of having inner peace and security in your heart. There is another aspect to peace of heart, which involves overcoming doubt and hesitation. Yes, it is quite possible for a person of faith to have doubt. It is possible for doubt and hesitation to creep in and shake our faith. Listen to this exchange between Abraham and God. This verse, if you really pay attention to its deeper meaning, it's a little bit difficult to wrap our head around. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبَّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. And when Abraham said, "My Lord, show me how you will give life to the dead," God said, "Abraham, do you not believe?" "Yes," said Abraham, "but just to put my heart at rest and peace." The verse indicates that even though Abraham had faith, at the same time there was a bit of doubt on how God would actually bring the dead to life. Avalam tu'min, Abraham, don't you believe in my boundless powers? Abraham responds, "Of course I do. Of course I have believed in what you say. But liyatma'inna qalbi." Liyatma'inna comes from the root tam'ana, which means to rest from, to rely upon, to still a thing quiet. So liyatma'inna qalbi refers to a situation where a person of faith is struggling with an issue. I'm sure every single one of you have had such times in your life. Even though you have faith, Even though you pray on time 5 times a day, you fast 30 days in the holy month of Ramadan, but you struggle with some issues. Abraham had the same predicament. He could not wrap his head around the dead coming to life. That was his dilemma. Abraham pleaded with God, "Show me how exactly you bring the dead to life so my heart will come to rest and find peace." Mystics call this God's self-disclosure. What does that mean? It's when God discloses more of his powers. When we are in the right state of heart and mind, we are ready to see more of God's disclosures. God will disclose more of himself to us. Abraham was hoping to witness more of God's self-disclosure so his heart would be at peace with his beliefs. As we saw in Quranic verses, qalb or heart fulfills very important functions in faith and spirituality. However, qalb or heart must be in a special state and condition to be able to serve these functions. What is that optimum state of condition? Salim. Salim comes from the root salima in Arabic language, which means to be in sound condition, to be well, without blemish, to be safe and sound. So qalb salim is a heart that is free from blemish and disease. According to the Quran, the heart or qalb can have two opposing states, salim or mariz, sound or sick. Our heart can either be sound or sick. It can either be salim or mariz. Let me explain. Listen to how the Quran describes the fundamental problem with disbelievers, kafaran. Chapter 2, verse 10. Fi qulubihim maraz. There is a disease in the hearts of the disbelievers. Notice the verse doesn't say their minds are defective or they have low IQs. No, their heart is sick. The question is this: what would make the heart sick? What would make the heart sick? Selfishness. Khudbini. Selfishness is a spiritual and moral virus. If selfishness takes root in the heart, it will sicken the heart. Disbelievers turn their backs to the truth. They even hide the truth because they have selfish motives. They have selfish interests which make them blind and deaf to truth. You see, truth is not complicated. Truth is not hard to grasp or buried deep such that it would have to be on earth. No, the truth is manifest. It is clear. It is evident, easy to find. The problem is that sometimes there is something hidden deep inside a person's heart which blurs his vision. And that is the culprit for disbelievers. I think Rumi explains this concept so vividly in Masnavi with some humor in a story. Rumi says there was a guy who was a big eater, but he also felt obligated to fast in the holy month of Ramadan. He came up with a trick to reconcile his craving for food and his religious obligation to fast. When he got up before dawn to eat a meal or sahari, he would shut all the curtains so that no light would come in. Now he could keep on munching since there was no sunlight. Clever, wasn't it? That was his trick. Now Rumi throws the punchline. Roshanastin lik az tam sahur an khurande chash mi bandad zenur. Chun ke kulli meil o nan khordanist, ro be tariki nahad ke roz nist. Hirs chun khurshid ra penhan konad, che ajab gar posht bar burhan konad. Truth is manifest, but in his desire for the meal taken before dawn, that greedy eater shuts his eyes to the light. Since all his desire is for eating bread, he sets his face towards the darkness, saying, "It is not yet day." Inasmuch as greed causes the sun to be hidden from him, what wonder if he turns his back on the convincing proof? Absolutely amazing. Hirs chun khurshid ra penhan konad, che ajab gar posht bar burhan konad. Now that we know what sickens the heart, which is selfishness, what are some of the symptoms of a sick heart? What are the kind of damages that this virus of selfishness can do to our moral character? Greed, pride, arrogance, hypocrisy, nifaq, envy, hisadat, lust, havas, vengeance, qisavat, malice, that deep-seated meanness or the desire to inflict suffering on others. These are all examples of a sick heart. Each one of these vices acts like a veil that shrouds the heart, so we will not be able to see the truth. So the truth is not concealed. No, the heart is concealed. Qalb Salim is a heart that is free from the virus of selfishness. A pure heart is a heart that is free from the virus of selfishness. It is cured. It has no blemish. It is pure and sound. Such a heart will have amazing spiritual capabilities, as the Quran teaches us, and I mentioned at the beginning. So let me summarize those important, amazing spiritual capabilities of heart once it is cured and pure. First, pure heart can readily understand and acknowledge the truth. Now, the person will submit to the truth and pays no attention to self-interest or tribal interests. Wherever the truth leads, he will follow. Second, pure heart can establish sincere and intimate relationship with God. Now, the person will have true faith. He can draw near to God and also reflect God in this world. Third, pure heart can receive divine inspirations. Now the person will be guided by God. She will be inspired to do God's work. Fourth, pure heart has sharp moral sensitivity. Now the person will have a fully functional moral compass. She will enjoy moral virtues such as truthfulness, compassion, fairness, honesty, justice. brothers and sisters, in our daily prayers, we plead with God, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. O Lord, guide us to the straight path. Do you want to know what that straight path is? I honestly think قلب سليم, pure heart, sound heart, is one instance of the straight path. When our heart is pure and sound, the path to God is very short and straight. I hope this sermon about قلب سليم or pure heart was of some value to you. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.